Okay, so he said many people have lost the true spirit of prayer by becoming legalistic and clinical in their praying. It's more important to recognize and learn to flow with the Holy Spirit in prayer than merely to know correct praying technically. For a long time, almost all prayer was called intercession. And I said this a few times, and then looking back over church history, and then when we, you know, I learned a lot of things, and I was exposed to a lot of things when I went to Raymond, because growing up in church, I was well, fully grown, for I found out that there was some other translation beside the King James. Because when you grow up in church and you don't, and nobody teach you this, and you don't read much, you way off out there in the dark somewhere. If you want some light, you need to read. Did y'all hear what I said? And so when I went to Rhema, that was God, because I was exposed to so much that I didn't have a clue that exists. And then you know, he began to help me, and I go to school every day. I'm still in school. All right, so I don't get off on that. But he said, for a long time, almost all prayer was called intercession, or it was thought that intercession was the only effective kind of prayer. And see, when you're in the dark and you don't know, then God can only use you. And I don't know, somebody said this, I don't know, Brother Hagin or who, but somebody said this, I believe Brother Hagin said it, may have been more than him. You can never go beyond, your faith will never go beyond the knowledge that you have of God's word. You can't believe something you don't know. You see what I'm saying? The purpose of these Bible classes and things is not just for you to come out here and get bored and just tug your way and struggle your way through. It's to give out information to inspire you to go read and yield and learn how to yield more to the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, there's so much God want to reveal to us, make known to us in this area. But when you grow up a certain way and exposed to certain things, you have a tendency just to sit down and relax and become satisfied when nothing really bothering you. You know, you just pretty much okay. Most people, the only time they think about God is when they're in serious trouble. Hello? When they're in serious trouble, they're about to die. And most of them, they done waited too late. And then they die, and then somebody says, see, God don't heal. No, it wasn't God's fault. I heard Dr. Price, Fred Price, say this years ago, and it helped me, because I didn't know why, because a person will pray that prayer of faith, so to speak, or pray for a person, lay hands on them, they in stage 4 cancer, and then they die, and then they say, God don't heal. That's what somebody say. No, it wasn't, that person in stage 4 cancer, they don't need a healing. They need a miracle. They need something right now. And if no gifts of the Spirit in operation, and if you could take the word and just spoon feed them the word and spoon feed, you can get, they'll, if they got time, you can nurse them back to life. But most of them don't have enough time. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll say this and let's get back to a word. And most of you know, I think your name Hussein, Usain Bolt. He's the fastest in the 100-yard dash that have ran, that you know, that in pass, I don't know who's gonna take over, that ran in the Olympics. He holds the what? World record, right? And as fast as Usain is, you put him on the start line, you put me 5 yards from the finish line, he'll never beat me. He have to be like a bullet to beat me. Hello? And that's what happened to most people. They're almost dead, and then they start trying to believe God to heal them. You're working in the wrong areas. You need a miracle. You need a miracle. You don't need no healing. I mean, you need a miracle. You're working in there, you know, with the healing. If you don't get a miracle, you're going to die. Did you get it? All right, so, but let's look at intercession defined a little further. He said, but in reality, the most effective prayer is the prayer the Holy Spirit inspires, which is needed at the moment. Whether it is a prayer of agreement, a prayer of faith, a prayer of praise and worship, or some other type of prayer. Often different kinds of prayer will work together, much like the fingers on the hand. All right. I'm going to show you something in just a minute. He said, for instance, supplication, which is an earnest, heartfelt request, is used in intercession. I'll read that over again. For instance, supplication. You know, supplication is what? You supplicate. It's an earnest, heartfelt. And because you have an earnest, heartfelt request, you will stay with it, you'll persevere, and you intercede until that thing breaks or something changes. And that's working together with intercession. Intercession defined means you're standing in the gap for somebody else. The Holy Spirit have prompted you and you yielded to the Holy Spirit. And now you are taking the place of that person or standing in the gap for that person, because that person or person have done something, one or two things. If it involves sin, that person have sinned and have invoked it, God. Provoked it, God, rather. And when you provoke God, here comes his wrath, because God, sin will provoke God. Hello?